Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Might have to talk about just about anything other than football today, but it's Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman. What's up, buddy?
How are you guys, man? Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Jason.
It was not a happy Monday, and certainly been a happy day since. I'm just vibe check for me. How are we feeling about where the Browns are and where Deshaun is?
It's been a rough week, and I'm very glad we have another opportunity to step back out on the field and make things right. A win changes everything. The vibes were definitely low this week here in Pittsburgh for myself. You know, I was getting it from all angles. My family is attacking me. You know, all the kids I'm coaching are attacking me. So, you know, I walked around with my head down pretty low this week. But, it's another opportunity for us to get better and take a step forward, hopefully in the right direction.
Jason, we know how long of a leash, I guess, the organization is going to give Deshaun because they're invested in him with the contract and all that. But how long of a leash do you think Deshaun has in the eyes of fans and people who support this team and watch this team to prove that he can still be that quarterback?
I hate to say this, but I don't think the leash is very long with the fans. You know, with everything that's going on, all the allegations that happened in the past, the new allegations that were just brought up this week, I think fans are really upset. And rightfully so. That obviously he's not playing well right now. And now it was week one. I really didn't expect him to go back out there and be in mid-season form and throw the ball around there. You know, there were some struggles, and I don't think it was all his fault. That game, there was, you know, we were under duress a lot there. You know, the Cowboys have a fantastic defense, and they were ultra aggressive. You know, they were getting home. I think, you know, me and Keith were talking over the weekend. I think there was something like 23 pressures. That's tough. You know, hopefully we can go out there and we can kind of change the narrative that we have right now. There's obviously a bad taste in our mouth as fans. And I'm sure those players are, you know, they want to get that bad taste out of their mouth as well. So, you know, hopefully we're looking better and we're going to move forward and take a step this week.
Jason, as a follow-up to that, I know, like, it's easy for players to give the cliche of, you know, we hear it all the time. Once you're in between the lines, once you're in this building, we block all that other stuff out, and it's about football. And obviously you're a former player yourself. I'm sure there was maybe not quite as similar situations that Deshaun's going through, but situations that would come up, and you guys as a team tried to kind of rally around that player and not pay attention to that stuff. How difficult, though, is that to actually block out in reality? Because I think it's fine that the players say that, but the difference between like saying it and actually being able to block all that out and not become a distraction, I think, are two different things.
You're spot on, man. Listen, you can say what you want to say. When you're in that building, we block off the noise. We ignore it. It's something that you can't ignore, okay? You know, whether it be social media, your family, other teammates, trust me, the noise is loud. They hear it. You try to ignore it. You try to you give the, I like to say, we used to say the corporate answer. You know, we're ignoring the noise and we're focused on us. But at the end of the day, we're all human, and you hear it, and it's loud. And there's, you know, any player that steps to that microphone pregame or after the game that speaks and talks, they're going to say what they need to say. And do things the right way. That's what you're taught from high school to college to the professional league. And they're gonna always, in most cases, say the right thing, you know. But trust me, it's being talked about. They're not gonna say it's being talked about, but it's being talked about. Absolutely.
Jason,
I knew it was gonna happen. I was watching you.
Jason Pixton, the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I remembered you had to turn on your microphone to ask somebody a question. Only been in the business 20 years. Jason, as we look to what can go right this weekend, obviously when it comes to Deshaun, there wasn't a lot of things you can point to, whether it's passing, running, his movement in the pocket, his comfortability, his confidence. What's the first step? What's the first thing you're going to be looking for on Sunday to see if Deshaun has taken a leap or that Deshaun is in a better situation going into this game?
Just to get him in rhythm with the receivers, you know, there were some balls that were left out there. I thought he could have threw a better ball. Commanding the offense and just moving the ball up the field, which I think we can do. Now, I don't want to harp on it. The Cowboys have a fantastic defense. I don't think the Jaguars defense is as good as the Cowboys defense, but I think he should be able to, with another week of practice. And obviously, we got some live action last week for them to get on, you know, to get on the same page, to make the right throw. I thought he did a decent job in the pocket when he was able to stand in the pocket, and I thought he used his legs well, and he scrambled and he made some nice runs there for us. But I just want to see the timing. You know, it seems to me that Coach Stefanski's office and his routes and off the play action, it's more of a timing and rhythm. I want to see a better rhythm out of him this weekend.
Speaking of the offense, Jason, we saw so much go wrong on that side of the ball in particular in week one. And we were kind of talking about this at the top of the show, but how difficult, because I understand, like, week one, you don't know what to expect. It's kind of an extension of the preseason these days. Not a lot of guys got reps together. So that's fine that it's going to take some ironing out. But with so much that went wrong, how difficult is it, you think, to have to fix all the things that went wrong in week one? Or is it going to kind of be baby steps where there's only a few things that might look better in week two?
I don't think it's going to be baby steps. I think there's going to, you know, they're absolutely going to take some steps here. But, you know, as a whole, you know, you're right. You know, the first game, you know, none of the starters really played preseason. And you don't get those – you don't get the live action reps that you need. And when you don't play in the preseason, that's what happens. And now we're – you know, our week one, it was our first time having all of our starters together. And the defense is always going to be ahead of the offense, right, you know, going into it because they can just pin their ear back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Play football. But for an offense, you know, we have to be better as an offensive line one up front. You know, we're banged up. We had some backups in there. And, you know, I didn't think we played that well up front, you know, and I think those guys will get better, obviously. And as we get healthier and we get the right guys back in the lineup, we'll be much better. And I think that'll be a big step in the right direction. But we just got to get back to being ourselves and who we were last year a bit. You know, I think I mentioned this last week that we got to, you know, really trying to find our identity, what type of team we're going to be, you know, whether it's running the ball, you know, 30 times or we're passing the ball 40 times. But we need to find our identity.
Pink, the big story last night coming out of Thursday Night Football, other than the fact the Bills are back, I think we can say the Bills are back. That was one-sided, was Tua's latest concussion. And I'm just curious, like, because I think there's this huge march of he should retire, which I think is easy for somebody that doesn't have $266 million in the future to say that he should do. But as a player, when you have those injuries, I know you had blood clots, like what goes into that decision, and you know, how much is that on the player, and how much does the player hear from teammates and family members about that decision?
I mean, it's on the player, you know, and I look back on my situation that I had, and obviously the Browns took care of me, and you know, and I there is some regret that I had that, you know, I didn't give it one more shot. And his situation, man, I think you hit it right on the head. It all comes down to the player and what he wants to be and where he sees his future. And obviously he has a ginormous contract to play for. And I think as a competitor, I think he's going to give it another shot, obviously. I don't think he's going to retire. It's very concerning for him, you know, with the concussions he's had last year, now going into this year, having another one. I think it's going to be something that they're really going to monitor. I don't think that they're going to – by no means is he going to play, you know, next week or maybe possibly the following week. I think they're going to be extremely cautious with this one. You know, I also remember, you know, Sidney Crosby having a similar situation where he was dealing with concussions really, really bad. And, you know, he missed an extended period of time, but he came back to play and did very well. And I think he will recover from this because I think they're going to be extremely cautious with him, knowing that he's had a history of these type of concussions.
So with that being said, I've been kind of kicking around this idea that I think a lot of the noise on this Tua decision is that these all three concussions happened on the national stage. Do you think if they weren't nationally televised, if they were just a regular 1 o'clock game that 25% of the country saw, do you think that the certainty that he should retire would be the same amount? We got about 30 seconds on that.
I think that does add some, you know, some excitement to it, but it's some more exposure because there's more people watching. It's the only game. Had this game probably not been on TV, it wouldn't have been a big headline as it is. I think it would have been said, you know, Tua has another concussion. He's, you know, possibly out. I do think that plays some part to it, yeah.
All right, Pink, now we got about 15 seconds. Give me a prediction for Sunday, buddy.
It's going to be a tough game, but I do like the Browns 24-17 in the win. Obviously, I'm extremely biased, and I'm pulling for our guys on our team. But I think, you know, our defense plays better than what they did. And I think our offense kind of puts it together a little bit, and we take some steps in the right direction, and I think Deshaun will be better for us.
Pink, you're the best, buddy. Enjoy the game. Hopefully it's a win, but we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your weekend, man.
You
Thank
too.
You so much. You too, buddy. Jason Pinkston on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.